The first panel will be moderated by Pete Ford. Pete Ford is an acclaimed technologist, serial entrepreneur, and open source community leader. Pete was an early proponent of Ruby on Rails and Ajax web techniques. In 2004, he founded Unspace Interactive, the first Rails consultancy. He started BuzzData, now Lookbook HQ, in 2011, and is now a technical strategy consultant. Pete, I'll pass it over to you.
Thank you, Naomi. It is a real pleasure for me to be here. I had the joy of hanging out with Naomi and the crew while we got ready for the event, and I got to say, if you've never organized an event like this before, however hard you think it is, it's probably about 10 times harder to pull it off. Naomi and Ted have done so much work, so round of applause for you two. It's awesome. So I'm actually quite honored because we have a really stellar first panel. Michael, James, and Michael are going to talk. The way that I'm going to structure this is I'm going to ask each in turn to stand for about 5 minutes, and I will be brutal about cutting you off if I have to. Don't make me. We're going to do 5 minutes from each, and then we're going to open it up to some questions. I have a few things I'd like to know personally, and then I'm sure that you will all have questions as well. So I'm going to get out of the way. First up, we got Michael Lenzner from Adja. Adja is a research platform for nonprofits, and he's probably going to tell you a bit more about that. But I'm excited to hear what you have to say, so come on up.
I sent my slides to Naomi last night at 11, so I really hope they're going to... It was five JPEGs. I apologize. So I'm a co-founder and the CEO of a company called Adja. We're a little bit over 4 years old, and I have some of my colleagues that are here with me today, so I have to make them proud. And we're going to talk about the value of open data. Sorry, 5 minutes. There's two businesses. Well, I'm going to talk about our business quickly, and then this is another business based on open data. So this is called Recollect, and how they offer value is that they take information that's published by the government on when the government comes to get your garbage. So there's a schedule, and you have to put out your garbage and your recycling. And it's not that easy to find necessarily where that information is. So they take it, and if you sign up here, they will text you when it's time to put out your garbage. It's very straightforward, very simple. They have a company, they make money offering service to different municipalities, and they've learned and offer different services alongside that, but that was their idea that they started off with. And none of it was born out of a hackathon or what, but it's earlier days in Vancouver. Go to the next slide. So our company is called Fun Tracker. Our company is called Adja. We have a product called Fun Tracker. And what we do is we take government information that is published in different places and collect it, put it together, and give it to users, and we charge users for that. So the problem we solve for people is to help them find out where they should ask for money and how much money they should ask for. So, to the next slide. This is the federal government's Status of Women Canada. This is the grants they publish for 2011-2012, given out in this quarter. People don't really use this page. These pages are available on all of the different federal websites. Go to the next page. This is information about grants given out by the Quebec government in 1998-1999. And again, it's not a very convenient page. This page actually doesn't have it just has an IP address. It doesn't have an actual name connected with it. And there's, so right now we're pulling together about 20 different data sets and making that information available. One of the main data sets is the Canada Revenue Agency has information on all of our charities in Canada. There's 85,000 charities, which I think worked out to be one per every 400 Canadians. And we pull that information together and we turn it into the next page, Ted. Sorry. Can you scroll down on this at all? Does that work? Yeah, so here's all the different grants that these different organizations have received. We have 64 grants for this organization from different federal departments. And people pay us to use this so they can find out where they can get funding. So that's how we create value with open data.
Awesome. Wow, that's 3 minutes.
Oh, I can talk.